All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that I think is really interesting.
Okay.
It's this children's book series called The Tuttle Twins, and they're making some waves by tackling these like really complex ideas, like economics and individual liberty.
Oh, wow.
And we've got all their website content ready to go. And the question I keep coming back to is how do you explain free markets to a 5-year-old?
Right.
Apparently, the Tuttle Twins might have cracked the code, and their success is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's it's definitely interesting. I mean, you think about it, we always assume these things are too complicated, for kids.
Right.
But they're super popular, so it seems like they're kind of proving that assumption wrong.
Yeah, their website really leans into that, that gap that they saw
Yeah.
in these educational materials.
They talk about the lack of resources for kids on these topics.
Right.
And it's interesting, Connor Boyack, one of the creators, he actually runs a free market think tank.
Wow.
And he even said that he was struggling to explain his own work to his son.
Wow.
So it seems like that really sparked this whole idea.
So it's like that classic light bulb moment,
Right.
right? Like, if I can't explain this to my kid, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
And then that's where they bring in that storytelling approach.
Exactly.
Instead of like dry lectures or textbooks,
Right.
they use these narratives to kind of break down these complex ideas for different age groups. And they even have books for toddlers.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
I know.
They didn't just like make up these stories, though. They got inspiration from some pretty classic works.
Oh, really?
Like their first book was based on The Law
Hmm.
by Frederick Bastiat.
Wait, hold on. A 19th century economics text
Yeah.
for a children's book? That's not your typical bedtime story.
No, it's not.
What specifically about Bastiat's work did they draw from?
Well, he was known for explaining these complex economic ideas simply and clearly.
Okay.
And often he'd use satire and wit.
Ah.
So the Tuttle Twins are kind of following that same path.
Using engaging narratives and relatable characters to explain those same principles.
So they're essentially building a foundation for economic literacy from a young age.
That's the idea.
That's really interesting. And they haven't just limited themselves to books, have they?
Oh, definitely not. It's like a whole Tuttle Twins world.
Okay.
They've got a curriculum for families.
Wow.
They've got a podcast called The Way the World Works
Okay.
and a monthly magazine called Tuttle Times.
Wow, they're busy.
They are, it seems like their goal is to create a ton of ways for kids to interact with these ideas.
It's almost like a whole movement,
Yeah.
around these principles of like individual liberty and free markets. And it kind of makes me think about, what we're doing here at Think and Act Locally.
Oh, yeah.
We might not be writing children's books,
Right.
but we are trying to empower our listeners, here in Deer Park, LaPorte and Pasadena, to get involved and make a difference.
Right.
And it's about giving them the information and tools that they need to take action.
Absolutely. And whether that's understanding like local government or economic principles or even just feeling ownership over your community, it's all connected.
It is for sure. But back to the Tuttle Twins.
Okay.
Their website mentioned some pretty impressive milestones,
Right.
like over 1 million books sold.
Wow.
They even had this one story about a kid who recognized something called
Oh.
spontaneous order in a grocery store aisle after
Whoa.
reading one of the books.
That's kind of amazing.
That's crazy,
Yeah, it
right?
makes you wonder, what kind of impact these concepts can have if you learn about them when you're that young.
Right.
And like, what if kids grow up really understanding things like individual liberty and free markets?
Right.
I mean, would it change how they see the world?
Right.
These are questions that the Tuttle Twins bring up, even if they don't necessarily answer them.
Definitely questions worth exploring. And it's not just the numbers.
Yeah.
They've had some serious attention,
Oh, yeah.
both positive and negative, and we'll get into that.
Okay.
But it seems like they've definitely become part of a larger conversation about what and how we're teaching younger generations.
Absolutely. And that's a discussion that's important for everybody, not just children's literature.
Sure. Okay. Let's dive into some of the details of their approach.
Okay.
What are some of their strategies for making these kind of potentially dry topics fun and engaging for kids?
Well, they're really good at taking complex ideas and boiling them down to their core.
Okay.
For example, one of their most popular books is The Tuttle Twins and the Lemonade Stand.
Okay.
And they use that simple story about kids starting a business to explain basic economic principles
Yeah.
like supply and demand and competition and the importance of hard work.
That's a classic example. I remember
Yeah.
setting up lemonade stands as a kid.
Yeah.
It's something that pretty much every kid can relate to. Wow, it's not just some abstract concept.
Exactly. And they use that to introduce bigger ideas.
Right.
It's a good way to engage kids on their level.
It makes it feel more like play, you
Yeah.
know? I wonder if they've done any topics that are relevant to our listeners
Yeah.
here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, like maybe something about local government or civic engagement.
Well, there's the Tuttle Twins and the Golden Rule, which talks about property rights.
Okay.
And that's definitely relevant to local things like zoning laws, development projects, even homeowners associations.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So these big abstract principles can actually have a real impact on people's lives,
Right.
even at the local level. I'm
Yeah.
starting to see why they're so popular.
One of the things that really impressed me was how they weren't afraid to challenge conventional wisdom or present different perspectives
Right.
on things that happened in the past. Like
Yeah.
there's the Tuttle Twins and the Road to Serfdom based on the economist Friedrich Hayek.
Hayek. That's some pretty heavy stuff. I'm
Yeah.
picturing like dense economics textbooks, not a children's book.
Yeah.
How do they explain that to kids?
It's pretty remarkable, actually. They
Right.
take Hayek's ideas
Yeah.
about things like the dangers of central planning and the importance of freedom, and they make it into a narrative.
Okay.
That's interesting and thought-provoking, even for young readers.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they use simple language and scenarios that kids understand.
That's quite a feat.
Oh,
Makes
yeah.
you wonder what other complex topics could be explained this way.
Yeah.
It's like opening up a whole new world of learning.
Definitely. And it really makes you think about how we normally think about education
Right.
and what we think kids can understand.
Right.
It's like they're saying, hey, maybe we're underestimating kids.
That's a really powerful message. Okay, so let's move to the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
The Tuttle twins have had a lot of attention, but not all of it's been positive.
Right.
So what are some of the criticisms that they've faced, and how have they responded?
Well, I mean, anytime you challenge the way people normally think, you're going to get some pushback.
Right.
Some people say that they're pushing a very specific ideology,
Yeah.
especially a libertarian viewpoint. And they say that by presenting these ideas to kids that young, it's basically indoctrination.
That's a pretty serious accusation, you know, especially when we're
Yeah.
talking about stuff for kids.
Right.
So how have the Tuttle twins addressed that?
Well, they've been very open about their belief in individual limited government and free markets,
Right.
but they say that they're not trying to force these beliefs on anybody,
Yeah.
especially not children.
Right.
They really emphasize the importance of critical thinking and encouraging kids to question everything, form their own opinions, and engage in respectful debate.
So it's more about giving kids the tools to think for themselves
Right.
rather than telling them what to think.
Right.
That makes sense. But I wonder if some might say that certain concepts like free markets or individual liberty
Yeah.
are inherently complex and nuanced,
Right.
and that trying to simplify them for kids could lead to misunderstanding or oversimplification.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
always a challenge to find that balance, you know,
Right.
to make things accessible but not lose the nuance.
Right.
From what I've seen, they do a good job using real-world examples
Right.
and relatable scenarios,
Okay.
but it's definitely a discussion that people are having.
It raises some interesting questions about education,
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Another criticism I've heard is that they oversimplify history,
Okay.
especially when they're talking about these like sensitive or controversial events.
Right.
Did you see any examples of that in the stuff you looked at?
It's kind of a gray area, you
Okay.
know? They do present a particular interpretation,
Go.
one that really focuses on individual liberty and limited government,
Right.
but they also encourage readers to do their own research and look at things from different angles.
Okay.
So it's tricky.
Right.
And I think it's really up to parents and educators to decide what's best for their kids.
It's a good reminder that we should always be critical, you know, regardless of where the information is coming from.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I found really interesting is how they built this passionate community around their brand. It's not
Yeah.
just about selling books.
Right.
It's about creating a movement.
Yeah, it is. They've really tapped into the power of social media
Right.
and online engagement. They're super active on Facebook and Instagram,
Yeah.
sharing stuff, interacting with followers, and getting people talking.
So the two-way street.
Yeah, it is. They listen to their audience and they actually respond to what people are saying.
Oh, wow.
And they use email really well to stay connected with people,
Okay.
keep them updated on new books, events, all that stuff.
Okay.
They've really created a sense of belonging, you know, and
Yeah.
a shared purpose among their fans.
That's really cool. It reminds me of what we're doing here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
We might not have a million followers,
Right, yeah.
but we are building something special here at Think and Act Locally.
Absolutely.
It's about connecting with our listeners, giving them good information, and then empowering them to get involved.
I see a lot of parallels.
Yeah.
We're both trying to take information and turn it into action.
Exactly.
Connect understanding with actually doing something.
It's like we're both saying, hey, you have a voice.
Right.
You can make a difference.
Absolutely. And they don't just do things online, they have live events too.
Oh, wow.
Meet and greets where fans can connect with each other
Right.
and the people behind the Tuttle Twins.
That's really cool. Those face-to-face interactions can be super powerful.
Yeah, they are.
It's something we've been thinking about here at Think and Act Locally as
Yeah,
well.
yeah.
Maybe a community forum or a workshop.
Nice.
And it's something relevant to our listeners.
That'd be great.
It'll be a good way to bring people together.
Yeah.
But back to the Tuttle Twins.
Yeah.
Their success didn't just happen overnight.
Right.
They've been really strategic about partnering with other groups and people who share their values.
Yeah, they've worked with influencers and thought leaders to spread their message and reach new people.
Right.
And they've also been featured in some big media outlets,
Oh, wow.
both positive and negative, which has really put them in the spotlight.
It's like they've become part of the conversation, whether people agree with them or not.
It's a great example of how a niche idea can tap into something much bigger.
Yeah.
It seems like they've really connected with a lot of parents who are looking for different ways to educate their kids,
Right.
especially when it comes to things like economics and civics.
Right. It's like they've become this resource for parents who are worried about the direction of traditional education
Yeah.
and who want to teach their kids certain values.
Exactly. It's like they're offering an alternative to what they see as the dominant ideology
Right.
in the school system.
And that message is clearly resonating with a lot of people.
Absolutely. And of course, it's attracted critics too,
Yeah.
who say that they're pushing a very specific agenda
Right.
and that their stuff is more indoctrination than education.
It's fascinating how something meant for kids can become so politically charged.
Yeah.
It really shows how much we care about these issues and how important it is to have these open and honest conversations.
It reminds us that even things like children's books can be battlegrounds for ideas,
Right.
and it highlights how important it is to be critical about what we're consuming
Exact.
and what we expose our kids to.
That's a great point. Okay, let's move on to the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We've talked about their approach, their success, and the criticisms they've faced.
Right.
Let's get into their actual content. What are some of the themes and concepts they explore in their books and stuff?
Sure.
I'm really curious about how they handle topics that might be controversial.
Okay, well, one of their big themes is the idea of individual liberty and limited government.
Okay.
They really stress the rights and responsibilities of individuals
Right.
and the dangers of the government having too much power.
That makes sense, given their background and everything.
Right.
It's cool to see how they take these abstract ideas and turn them into stories that kids can understand.
One example is the Tuttle Twins and the Golden Rule. They talk about property rights through a story about some kids who build a treehouse.
Oh, I remember building forts as a kid.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way to make property rights tangible.
Exactly. They're not just talking about abstract legal concepts, they're
Right.
connecting it to something kids actually experience.
What other examples did you find?
Well, there's the Tuttle Twins and the Food Truck Fiasco,
Yeah.
which looks at free markets and competition.
Okay.
It follows the twins as they start a food truck business
Okay.
and have to deal with government regulations and a rival food truck owner who tries to shut them down.
Sounds like a fun way to learn about being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And it also shows the downsides of too much government involvement.
Right.
It's like they're introducing these economic ideas without being boring or preachy.
Exactly. They also don't shy away from tougher historical events.
Okay.
Like in the Tuttle Twins Learn About the Law,
Okay.
they use that story to introduce ideas like natural rights, the rule of law, and how the government can be used for good or bad.
Wow, tackling that with kids. That's ambitious.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if they've ever talked about things that are more relevant to our listeners here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena,
Okay.
like local governments or community issues.
They don't focus on local issues the way that we do at Think and Act Locally,
Oh, yeah.
but their focus on individual liberty and civic responsibility
Right.
really relates to how people should engage with their community. Like in the Tuttle Twins and the Leviathan, they talk about limited government and holding people in power accountable.
Okay.
That's relevant to anyone who goes to a city council meeting
Right.
or votes in a local election.
You're right. Those principles can definitely definitely apply locally.
Yeah.
It's about knowing how power works,
mm-hmm.
how to make your voice heard, and how to fight for the things you believe in.
Exactly. And the Tuttle twins do a great job of explaining those basics,
okay.
even if they don't connect it to specific local issues.
Right.
It's like they're planting seeds Absolutely. For civic engagement that can grow in different ways.
I love that. It's about empowering people with the knowledge and skills to be active in their communities,
right?
No matter their age or background.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a mission we both share, even if we approach it differently.
Definitely. We're both trying to create more informed and engaged citizens.
Right.
One story, one podcast episode at a time.
That's a good way to put it. Mm. And one of the things that I really like about their approach is their use of humor.
Oh, yeah.
They managed to bring in wit and silliness to these potentially dry topics.
Okay.
Which keeps kids entertained.
Right.
While they're learning.
It's important for learning to be fun, especially for kids.
Right.
Did you find any memorable examples of their humor?
Well, in one of their books, The Tuttle Twins and the Mystery of Money.
Okay.
They use a story about a magical money tree to talk about inflation.
Oh, wow.
The twins learn that just printing more money doesn't actually create wealth.
Right.
It just makes the existing money worth less.
And it's all told in a fun and engaging way that keeps the kids laughing while they learn about economics.
It's like sneaking in a lesson about monetary policy.
Right.
Under the guise of this whimsical adventure.
Yeah, it's very different from those dry economics textbooks.
Right.
Yeah, they also use great illustrations.
Right.
Relatable characters.
Right.
And exciting storylines.
Okay.
To keep kids interested. It's clear they've put a lot of effort into making learning fun and easy to understand.
It's like they're using the power of storytelling.
Right.
Which is something we humans have been doing forever.
Exactly.
We connect with stories.
Right.
And when those stories are good,
yeah,
they can really help us learn and grow.
Absolutely. And it's not just entertainment either.
Right.
They're talking about some pretty serious topics.
Right.
Like individual liberty, free markets, the role of government.
Right.
These are ideas that can shape how people see the world.
Exactly. And those ideas have real world effects.
Yeah.
Both on a big scale. And right here in our own communities.
Right.
Whether it's understanding how local government works, fighting for policies you believe in, or just being an informed citizen.
Right.
It all starts with a good understanding of things.
Absolutely.
And the ability to think critically.
And the Tuttle twins are really good at helping kids develop that.
It's about giving them the power to be active members of their communities.
Right.
No matter who they are or where they come from.
Exactly.
And I think that's something we both believe in.
For sure. We're both trying to create a better world.
Right.
One informed and engaged citizen at a time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the broader impact of the Tuttle twins.
Okay.
They've obviously connected with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But how are they changing children's education?
Okay.
Are they just a fad? Or are they part of a larger trend?
I think they're definitely part of a larger trend.
Okay.
We're seeing more and more interest in alternative education.
Okay.
Especially from parents who want stuff that aligns with their values.
Right. It's like a reaction to what some see as a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah, especially in public schools.
Right.
And the Tuttle twins have really tapped into that.
Right.
They're giving an alternative that a lot of families like.
Okay.
And their success is inspiring others.
Really?
Yeah, we're seeing more children's books, podcasts, and online resources
wow.
that are covering these same topics from a similar angle.
It's like they've created a whole new genre
yeah.
of children's education materials.
Exactly. And it's not just the content. They've
no.
also found new ways to connect with their audience.
Right.
Especially through social media and online communities.
Right.
They've built a real movement.
Yeah.
Which is something that traditional publishers are still trying to figure out.
Like they've cracked the code for success in the digital age.
Yeah. They've mastered online marketing, social media, and content creation.
And they've done all that while staying true to their message.
Right.
And their beliefs in individual liberty and limited government.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that you can be successful without compromising your values.
Right.
You don't have to change who you are to reach more people.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I think another key to their success is their focus on storytelling.
Yeah.
They understand that stories are a powerful way to connect with people.
Right.
And to explain complex ideas in a way that's memorable.
Exactly.
That's what we've talked about earlier. We're hardwired for stories.
Right.
We've been telling them forever.
Yeah.
And they're still the best way to communicate ideas and values.
Absolutely. And the Tuttle twins have mastered that. They've created characters that kids can connect with.
Right.
They've made good plots.
Right.
And they've woven important lessons about economics, history, and civics into those stories.
It's like sneaking in education while they're being entertained.
Yeah, the kids don't even realize they're learning.
Right.
They're just having fun.
And that's what makes it work.
Exactly.
I wonder if they ever thought about doing a story set in our area, like Deer Park LaPorte or Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a fun way to teach kids about the history and culture of our region.
Right.
While also reinforcing those core principles.
That's a great idea.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would really connect with their audience.
Right.
Especially those who live around here.
Right.
It would make those abstract concepts more concrete.
Yeah, and more relatable.
Exactly.
Maybe we should reach out to them.
Yeah.
And pitch that idea.
Why not?
Who knows? Maybe it would be the start of something great.
Could be.
But for now, let's continue exploring the Tuttle twins.
Okay.
And their impact on kids' education.
Mm.
We've talked about their approach, their success, and their content.
Right.
But what about the future? Where do they go from here?
That's a great question. They've done really well in a short amount of time.
Right.
They have a strong brand, a loyal following, and a good reputation.
Right.
But things are always changing in children's education.
Yeah.
And they'll need to adapt to stay ahead of the game.
It's like they're always running a marathon.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They can't stop and relax. They have to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Finding new ways to connect with people.
Right.
And stay relevant in a world where everything is changing so fast.
Exactly. And I think one of the hardest things will be to keep their momentum.
Hmm.
Especially with so much content out there.
Right.
Kids today have access to a ton of information and entertainment.
Right.
And it's hard to get their attention.
It's like they're competing in a digital coliseum.
Yeah.
They need to stand out.
Absolutely. And they need to do that while staying true to themselves.
Right.
They can't just go for the flashy stuff.
Right.
Or compromise what they believe in just to be popular.
It's a balancing act.
It is.
They have to be new and exciting, but also stay true to who they are.
Right.
And their message.
Exactly.
They have to be fun, but also informative.
Yeah.
I think another challenge will be dealing with how divided things are politically.
Okay.
Their message about individual liberty and limited government.
Yeah.
Will appeal to some, but not others. They'll have to find a way to stay true to what they believe in while also appealing to a lot of different people.
It's a tough line to walk.
It is.
They don't want to seem like they're preaching or pushing an ideology.
Right.
But they also don't want to water down their message so much that it loses its power.
That's a challenge that a lot of people face these days.
It is.
How do you talk about complex and controversial issues?
Yeah.
In a way that's honest and engaging, but doesn't alienate people?
It's something we think about a lot here at Think and Act Locally, too.
Right.
We want to inform and empower our listeners.
Right.
But we also want to be respectful of different viewpoints.
Right.
And make sure we're not seen as partisan or biased.
It's a constant challenge.
It is. But I think the Tuttle twins show that it's possible.
Okay.
You can navigate these tricky situations.
Right.
And still stay true to your mission.
They've definitely set a high bar.
Hmm.
All right, let's wrap up this part of our deep dive
okay.
with some key takeaways for our listeners here at Think and Act Locally. What can we learn from the Tuttle twins' success?
Okay.
And how can we apply those lessons to our own work of empowering our community?
Well, one big lesson is the importance of finding your niche and serving it well.
Okay.
The Tuttle twins found their audience.
Okay.
Parents who are looking for different educational options for their kids.
Right.
And they've made their content to meet those needs.
Right. They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
Right.
They're focusing on what they do best.
Exactly. And doing it really well.
Exactly. And that's something we can all learn from.
Right.
Whether you're a business owner, a community leader, or a podcast host.
Yeah.
It's important to know who you're trying to reach.
Right.
And make content that speaks to them.
And it's not just about the content itself.
Right.
It's about how you present it.
Right.
How you interact with your audience and how you build a community around your brand.
Right.
And the Tuttle twins are really good at all of that.
They have. They've made a brand that's recognizable and respected. They've built a loyal and engaged community.
Yeah.
And they've mastered online marketing and social media.
Absolutely. They've shown what's possible when it comes to building a successful brand and a strong community.
Right.
And they've done it all while staying true to their values.
Right.
They've shown that you can be successful and ethical.
Right.
authentic and committed to making a difference.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And it's something that we try to do here at Think and Act Locally.
Right.
We believe you can inform and empower people while also being respectful, inclusive, and nonpartisan.
Absolutely. And we believe that change starts at the local level.
Right.
We're not trying to change the world. Mm. We're trying to make a difference in our own communities.
Right.
One conversation, one action, one podcast episode at a time.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well said. And I think the Tuttle Twins would agree with that.
Yeah, I think they would. They're all about giving people the power to take action.
Right.
And make a difference in their lives and their communities.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into the Tuttle Twins,
okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a few thoughts.
Sure.
The Tuttle Twins have shown us that you can teach complex stuff in a way that's engaging and informative.
Right.
They've shown the power of storytelling, humor, and community.
Absolutely.
And they've inspired other educators and parents who are looking for new ways to teach kids about these important topics.
Right.
But maybe their most important contribution is their message of hope.
Oh, yeah.
They believe that the future is bright, you know?
Okay.
That young people can do great things.
Right.
And that by working together, we can make a world where everyone can succeed.
I like that.
It's a message that really resonates with me.
Me too.
And I hope it resonates with our listeners.
I hope so.
So as we go forward, let's remember the lessons we've learned from the Tuttle Twins.
Okay.
Let's be bold in our thinking.
Right.
Creative in our approach.
Yeah.
And committed to empowering the next generation.
Excellent.
And let's never forget the power of ideas to change the world.
Well said. Okay, I think that's a good place to wrap up this deep dive.
Thank you for joining us on this exploration.
It's been great talking about this with you.
And as always, we encourage you to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, share your thoughts, ask questions, and connect with us online.
We're here to support you on your journey of learning and growth.
And together, we can make a positive impact on our communities and the world.
Thank you for listening. And, you know, for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, I think there's something really interesting here.
Yeah.
The Tuttle Twins show how powerful it can be to tailor your message to a specific audience.
Right.
They found a way to connect with parents who want something different for their kids' education.
And that's similar to what we try to do at Think and Act Locally.
Right.
We're not writing children's books, but we're hyper-focused on our community here in Southeast Houston.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about zoning changes in Deer Park school board elections in Pasadena, new developments in LaPorte, things that really affect our listeners.
It's about recognizing the power of local. You know, it's where people feel connected, where they can see the impact of what they do.
Exactly. And even though the Tuttle Twins talk about big ideas, those ideas matter locally, too.
Right.
Like, if you understand free markets, it helps you understand local business decisions.
Okay.
And knowing about individual liberty helps you get involved in local politics.
So it's like the Tuttle Twins give you the basic knowledge.
Right.
And then Think and Act Locally comes in and says, okay, here's how you use that in your own backyard.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like we're two parts of the same puzzle.
Right.
Helping people become more informed and active citizens,
right,
both in understanding those big ideas and doing something about the things that affect their lives.
You know, as we've been talking about the Tuttle Twins, I keep thinking about this idea of planting seeds. They're planting these seeds of knowledge and critical thinking in young minds.
Yeah.
Who knows what they'll grow into?
It's a great image, and it makes me think about the ripple effect.
Right.
Like, if you teach a child these ideas, it's not just about that one kid.
Right.
They might become a business owner, a teacher, a community leader.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
And they'll take those principles with them and influence other people along the way.
It's like a chain reaction of knowledge and empowerment.
Absolutely.
And it brings us back to the power of education, you know,
and
how it can change lives and communities.
It's not just about formal education, though. It's about creating a culture of learning, being curious, questioning things.
And we can all be a part of that.
Right.
We might not be writing kids' books or teaching economics,
but
we can all show that learning is important.
Right.
We can talk to our kids, our neighbors, our friends about the things we're interested in.
It's about keeping that curiosity alive.
Right.
And showing people that learning can be fun.
Exactly.
Engaging and empowering.
Well said.
Yeah.
So this brings us to the end of our deep dive into the Tuttle Twins.
Mm,
right. We talked about a lot.
Yeah, we have.
From how they started to their impact on education.
Right.
To the bigger picture
of
how we think about learning and engagement.
It's been really interesting.
I've definitely learned a lot.
Me too.
I'm feeling inspired to be more creative in how I approach learning and sharing information.
Yeah, me too. The Tuttle twins have reminded me that even complicated ideas can be explained in a fun way,
Right.
and that stories are really powerful.
They have.
They can help us connect with people and make a difference.
And they've shown us that focusing on a specific group of people,
Right.
building a community, and sticking to your values can lead to success.
They've also made us think about some important questions
Right.
about education, the role of government, and the values we pass on to our kids.
Those are questions that we should keep thinking about.
I agree, and I think those questions are especially relevant for our listeners
Right.
as we think about the future of our community.
Right.
We need to ask ourselves, what kind of education do we want for our kids?
What role should the government have in our lives? And what values do we want to teach the next generation?
Those are big questions,
They are
but they're important,
very important.
and we can't ignore them.
We need to talk about them, talk to our neighbors, and work together to create the kind of community we want to live in.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. We're
Right.
providing a place for those conversations,
Yeah.
sharing information about the issues that matter,
Right.
and giving our listeners the power to make a difference.
If you like this deep dive and the work we do, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Your donations help us keep providing valuable resources and information to our community.
We believe that knowledge is power,
Yes.
and that together we can create a better future.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
It's been great.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.